This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's morning show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV.
Welcome back. This is Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. I'm Mike Ross, filling in for Dave, who returns on Monday and every couple of weeks here on a Friday on Now with Dave Brown. We get the scoop with AMI communications specialist Greg David. Greg joins us once again from his home in Chelsea, Quebec. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Mike. How about you?
I am fantastic. I am ready for the weekend. So let's get a little bit of AMI content in here and talk a little bit about our podcast library. If there's one thing, one area of tremendous growth here at AMI Audio over the last couple of years, it has been the podcast library.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, all broadcasters, AMI included, are really jumping on the podcast bandwagon. And yeah, we've got a handful of ones, podcasts that we're really, really excited about. And I'm hearing rumors that there are more on the way. So it's an exciting time at AMI when it comes to podcasts.
We're going to start with Becky Czar. Now, Becky has a podcast called The Blind Reality. What is that about?
Yeah, so on The Blind Reality, Becky Czar shares her unique life experience as a healthcare provider. She's a nurse and client, as well as being a mom. And she's lived as a person with monocular vision, no vision at all, and various degrees of partial sight. And each month, Becky tells really honest stories of family, friendships, parenting, career, entrepreneurship, and repeatedly defying the odds. And when I talked to her about the podcast, Becky said, it's going to be serious at times, but I'm going to flip it. I want it to be light, airy, and honest, and step back and have a little giggle at myself and recognize some of the humor that definitely goes along with this experience.
Let us switch our attention. Now, the interesting thing is that Becky started as a community reporter and has just blossomed into this podcast, and it's done a fantastic job. Someone else who was a community reporter and is also taken on other roles wearing different hats with us is Amy Amanti. And Amy's podcast is called Accessing Art with Amy. So what does she discuss here as far as the arts goes?
Yeah, so Amy, like you said, she hosts this podcast called Accessing Art with Amy, and it comes out every couple of weeks. I meant to mention that The Blind Reality comes out monthly, but Accessing Art with Amy comes out every couple of weeks, and it features a wide variety of art forms through the lens of disability. Amy has conversations with artists from all genres, learns about what inspires them, what adaptations they developed, and the barriers that they face in the mediums industry. And Amy has said that there aren't a lot of platforms for artists with disabilities to share what they do, and that's what her podcast is there and who it's for.
Where can our audience members go to find these podcasts?
So two ways, Mike. You can go to the website ami.ca and find the links to these and our other podcasts under the Listen banner at the top of the page. The other way to do that, search for The Blind Reality and Accessing Art with Amy on your favorite podcast catcher.
Fantastic. Let's turn our attention to the wider world of television here, Greg, and we're revisiting an issue that we started to kick around a couple of weeks ago, but unfortunately we were stuck with time. So let's talk about this a little bit. And that is the inclusion of people with disabilities in film and television. And no surprise that people with disabilities, one of the most underrepresented groups on screen. Do people within TV and film industries recognize that there's that issue, that problem with lack of representation of people with disabilities?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's made the news headlines within the past year. But, you know, I think, Mike, it's been really slow to recognize and acknowledge. There was a 2018 study by the Ruderman Family Foundation of 284 streaming and TV shows, and they found that 22% of characters with disabilities were portrayed authentically. So it is on the rise. 22%, that's really not good enough.
So what when we talk about representation, are advocates talking about just what we have on screen, or are we talking about true representation throughout the industry? Because honestly, when you're taking in a TV show or a movie, what you're seeing on the screen is a drop in the bucket when you're talking about the number of people involved in the production.
Yeah, and I think it's both. You bring up a really good point. And I mean, if you use AMI as the example, we have Canadians of all abilities behind and in front of the camera. And so as it is with members of the Black community, the Indigenous community, and the LGBTQ plus community, having diversity behind the scenes means that the stories are told factually and authentically. And I want to mention a quote from a Business Insider story that came out a few weeks ago. Non-disabled actors playing characters with disabilities have historically been shoe-ins for awards, but disability advocates say that the experiences of actors with disabilities can create richer performances in those roles. There are also fewer parts written for characters with disabilities, so opening those parts up to performers with disabilities who might be well suited for them is a real impact.
Greg, we see a very small percentage of actors in speaking roles involving people with disabilities, characters with disabilities, and represented by actors with disabilities. We've seen a lot of growth in many parts of Hollywood, LGBTQ+, et cetera, but not with disabilities. Do you get a sense that things are going to get better here?
Yeah, I do. Unfortunately, we hear this story a lot from AMI staff who are members of the disability community to the people that we feature in episodes of our TV and audio shows and podcasts. They're being left out and overlooked. And I really think it's about amplifying those voices. And I think that it is working. I mean, you know, there are examples of Crip Camp, for instance, that was nominated for an Oscar. The ABC police drama, The Rookie, and the cable drama, The Politician, have members of the disability community on them. So I do think that it's getting better and that we need to amplify those voices. But also, Daryl Mitchell, who was the first actor I knew of to work in Hollywood as a wheelchair user, did that back in 2001.
Yeah.
And it's been a long time since then. And the number of actors who are wheelchair users in Hollywood hasn't increased that much. So it's about amplifying the voices for sure. And it's also about moving this forward and being more quick to do that.
Greg, thank you very much for dropping by here. Always a pleasure to catch up with you. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.